Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 333, Once and for All. Saturday, August 31st, 2024. I'm your host, Sarah. You can find me on social media as Sarah Pomegranate. Each time I record an episode, I post show notes, photographs, and links to things I talk about on my website, yarnsatyinhu.com. This podcast is supported by members and one-time contributors on Ko-fi, and I'm so grateful for everyone who has made contributions there. To show my gratitude, I offer up quarterly prizes, sometimes in conjunction with some businesses who are really keen to support the podcast. So the quarter three drawing is coming up at the Equinox in September, and it features not one but two prizes. The first is a pair of custom knit socks that will be made for you by Sarah of Woolen Waves, hand knit socks and more. She makes incredible socks on her sock machine, and the winner will get to confer with her about the type of sock and the yarn that's used and have a wonderful pair of custom knit socks. The second prize is a selection of some really great books from my own bookshelf, as well as a sock blank from Ninja Chickens. It's botanically dyed, beautifully dyed in red, the red family of colors with botanicals, and it is a sport weight yarn. So those will be going out after a drawing, and all you need to do to be entered is to become a member or make a one-time contribution during the third quarter, which will go up to September 21, 22, something like that. So I will be announcing those winners in the final September episode. And I am working to get out two episodes per month at the present time. So this is number two for August. I have some various news and announcements at the top of this episode. Listeners who have been tuning in for a while know that I am very much dedicated to the Hudson Valley Textile Project and all of the work that's being done from the grassroots level all the way up through the State House in New York State. And there are some exciting events coming up. September is New York Textile Month, so there will be various events all over the state. A few that I want to highlight, especially for those of you who maybe don't live in the area and have difficulty participating in some of these things. This is a free virtual event on September 10th from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the host is Made X Hudson, who make wonderful handmade sustainable products. And it's a video featuring Isabella Rosalini, who is a Long Island sheep farmer. And this will be a lot of information about textiles in the area and agriculture to fashion movement. So super interesting. I will provide a link to all the things I talk about on my website. And if you aren't already, I encourage you to become a member of the Hudson Valley Textile Project, make a contribution, subscribe to their newsletter, and so you can get all this information up to date. On September 20th, in conjunction with the Adirondack Wool and Arts Festival, which is a great wool festival in Washington County, New York, just a month before Rhinebeck weekend, That festival runs on the 20th and, no, sorry, the 21st and 22nd of September at the Washington County Fairgrounds. But you can make a weekend of it with Knit and Design on the Farm, which is a new event on the Friday before, September 20th. And this features classes with Tammy Gore. There's a choice of two. One involves brioche, and the other involves choosing yarns and colors for projects. And in between these classes, there is a trunk show and socializing. So more information on that on the Bat and Kill Fibers website. And of course, I will link to it as well. I'm hoping to attend on the Friday. I'm hoping to be there for the trunk show. A lot of my participation in events is wellness dependent, and it's been a long time since I've given a health update or talked too much about me. But if you've been scrutinizing my Instagram posts and photographs that I put on the website, you may be aware that I've been going through treatment, and the situation with me and my metastatic breast cancer is that I will always be in treatment. I have finished a second round of chemotherapy that went from April to through July, and I just transitioned care where I've been getting it very close to my home to Memorial Sloan Kettering, and began a new drug treatment yesterday. All of this treatment and the toll it takes on me have led me to make the very difficult but very necessary decision to retire from my job of teaching in a wonderful public high school in Morris County, New Jersey. It's a bittersweet decision because I love, love, love teaching, and in working with gifted and talented population at a New Jersey public high school, I feel that I have been able to hold the best job in the universe. So it's difficult to step away, but I am no longer able to do that job in the way I wish for it to be done. So it's time for somebody new to take it on, and for me to think more about rest and relaxation, restorative practices, and slowing things down a little bit. So that's the news with me. Officially, I will retire on November 1, but I will not be doing much more work than in sort of a supportive role to folks who are taking up my job at the moment. In making this transition, transitions are difficult. I have been encouraged to think about what really does sustain me and excite me. And being an educator is just part of who I am. So I've been thinking creatively about ways to do that in a much smaller capacity. And I have signed up for the first adventure, which is to teach a beginning garment sewing class on a sewing machine at the local Sew-In-Vac. This is in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. We are so blessed to have a Sew-In-Vac facility in our town. So many towns and vicinities across the country do not have this type of store anymore. So we're very fortunate that it's there and it has the infrastructure for such a class. So this is for folks who have a sewing machine, would like to get their toes in the water with garment sewing. And some of the features of this all-day class, which runs on October 4th, are that We will be making the All Well box top, something I'm very excited about. And the patterns for that include lots of possibilities beyond the basic garment. So there's lots of room to grow. I have made this top in all six sizes that are featured in the pattern collection. So it's size inclusive. And one of the benefits of taking the class is being able to try on the tops and make a decision about your size that you would like to make. In addition, we'll focus quite a bit on creating and cutting a pattern and making simple pattern adjustments. This top features a front, a back, and bias binding. So it's super simple, but there are a lot of ways that you can take it in different directions, and we will discuss some of those. So there's a lot available online for sewing. Not a lot of it features, you know, what to actually do with the pattern. And we'll cover patterns that you get from a book printed out and often layered one on top of each other so you can't cut them out, as well as the PDF printable files. So whichever one participants decide to use will work great, and we'll go over all that, how to make adjustments, how to cut your fabric once you have the pattern, and some creative ways of doing that, including using the selvage potentially for your hem, kind of like a cheater type of hem, but it could also be very beautiful if you have some lovely selvage on your fabric that you would like to incorporate. And especially if you have no idea what I'm talking about when I say selvage, this class could be for you. And then, of course, using machine to sew the garment. Your own machine and familiarity with the functions on your machine is critical for this class, but you really don't have to have a lot of experience beyond that. It's meant to be for beginners. This will be linked in the show notes, and this is also linked through my Instagram page. And if you're familiar with the local Sew and Back, you can sign up through that also. It's 9:30 to 4 p.m., $75 for the class, and the date is October 4th. So I do have some projects to talk about in this podcast. In addition to sewing some more All Well box tops and working through all of the steps that I want to be able to communicate during the class, I have also been doing a bit of bag making. Samuel and I took a trip out to Falling Water. It was kind of a trip of a lifetime because we have both wanted to see the property and the home for a very long time. And we were able to do that and had just really wonderful, cool, kind of damp weather, which was perfect and such a relief from all the heat we've been having this summer. And then we were able to meet up and visit with Mary Beth and Tony in Pittsburgh for a quick visit after that, and take in the Warhol Museum, which I have visited a number of years ago when I worked at a conference in Pittsburgh for the National Writing Project and gave a presentation there. So it's been quite a while, and Samuel had never seen the Warhol Museum, so we were also able to take that in. Mary Beth and I made a super fun trip to Firecracker in the Morningside district of Pittsburgh. And as a gift, Mary Beth gave me the pattern and some fabrics for the plover bag from Noodlehead. And we spent one day this week making a bag using the tutorial. So we did this kind of remotely and checked in with each other throughout the day. And I am so pleased. so, so, so pleased. I'm reaching for it now with my resulting bag. I made the size medium. This is a zip bag that could be a project bag, a toiletries bag. It could hold an embroidery project. And it features a very clever way to do the outside zip with snaps. It has a lot of small pieces, which makes it really great for using up scraps. So I used quite a bit of leftover fabric that I had from other projects, some new fabric from Mary Beth, and some vintage Kantha fabric that I've had in my stash for a while. The bag features an interior zip pocket, which was my first, and boy, did I feel very clever after installing that, as well as a little kind of inside pouch. The gal who did the design kind of features it with a mesh fabric, which I did not have, so I just used some scrap fabric. And then the zipper conveniently snaps down on the side, and I installed some snaps that I had around, and also was able to use up different types of interfacing. She puts quite a bit of stiff interfacing in her bag, and I did not go quite that far with mine. But it's plenty durable and it stands up on its own. It's quite a roomy bag because the gusset is pretty generous. So overall, I'm really pleased with this. I did sew one. I have two more cut out. And with this bag, I really do think that the cutting out and putting the interfacing in takes just about as much time as sewing the bag. I use a walking foot on my machine, and I was glad I did. It gave me a lot of control. This is my first noodle head bag project, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I can see why so many people are very enthusiastic about her patterns. And of course, having the tutorial, the video tutorial, that she is so clear. She speaks so clearly. She has a well-lit space in which she's making the bag, and her camera angles allow you to see what her hands are doing, both with the fabric and on the machine throughout the whole thing. So her production value is really just incredible. So I'm really pleased with myself for that bag. And there has been knitting. I don't have finished knitting projects, but I'm nearly there on both things that I've been working on. One is the eyelet kerchief designed by Lila Raven. I'm knitting this with beautiful, beautiful, beautiful yarn called Palisades from Cornwall Yarn Shop. Gail is such a great designer of yarn, and she sent me a skein of this charcoal color. I think I said it was in the brown family last time. No, it's charcoal. And I'm using that for my main yarn in the project, and then I'm doubling some mohair silk to do the little garter stitch row details. I'm going through some different colors, including some hot pink. This has probably just a few more pattern repeats to go before I give it a good steam and send it off as a gift. So you won't hear me talking about this project again, but I will be knitting another project from this collection, which I'll talk about in just a moment. I am so, so close to completing Rib Wave, designed by Joanna Ang, with my own hand spun. I have knit everything except the final inch on the cuff of the second sleeve. So I'll be knitting that in ribbing and doing a tubular bind off. And that will be finishing up my Rhinebeck sweater. I'm very pleased with the fit. I am eager to wash or soak and block this because, as I mentioned in a previous episode, I have a little bit of warp from, I think, the slightly overspun nature of my hand spun, and I want to see if I can work that out. I also realized as I was doing the beautiful cabling detail in the sleeves of this design that once and for all, I needed to have a mnemonic or a way to remember make one right and make one left, which I always felt I had in my head for the knit stitches. But then Joanna Ung breaks in, make one right, make one left purl in this pattern. And in trying to figure out how to do the purl, I forgot how to do the knit. It was slowing me down. And so I just decided to take a deep breath. And I was going to watch a video for each of these and figure out how to commit it to memory. And I realized that I had been preoccupied with the way all the directions say, with your left needle, pick up these stitches. You know, the bar. I know the bar. I know you have to pick it up. I never do it with the left needle. I always do it with the right. And I was missing a critical detail, which is if you're going to make a right-leaning stitch, you just pick up that bar so that the yarn leans to the right. And if you're going to make a left-leaning stitch, you pick up the bar and place it on your needle so that the yarn leans to the left. Then you just knit it or purl it and that's it. You all know this. You know this. I've been struggling with this. So I feel quite accomplished now that I don't need to memorize anything. It's just a logistics problem that I need to solve as I come across it in a pattern. So with that all figured out, I really powered through the final 52 rounds of each sleeve where the simple cabling becomes this beautiful V-shaped cable with increases and gives a little bit of a bell to the sleeve. The modifications I have made in this pattern are few. One, I have purl stitch faux seams in the side of the sweater and down the inside of the sleeve. I like this feature. I know it's been criticized as unnecessary or why would you do that, but I really do find it lends structure to a sweater and it keeps the knitting from bagging out on the sides. So one of the features of seamed sweaters is they give a more elegant silhouette. And when you just knit in the round, there's a tendency for the sweater, especially if there's any positive ease at all, to just bag out on the sides, which I do not like at all. So I like having that single purl stitch running up each side and then continuing into the sleeve portion. And then when knitting a sleeve, it's a very good way to see where you might make increases or decreases along the length of the sleeve because they're anchored on this center purl stitch. And I did do some reduction in the stitch count. In a few places when I was knitting the final 50 rounds of the sleeve, there are increases in the cable design. And I matched those with decreases along the inside seam of the sleeve so that I wasn't increasing at such a rate. And then when I got to the 1x1 rib in the cuff, I reduced, over the course of the cuff, I reduced the stitch count by 8 stitches to bring that cuff in a little bit more and make it a little stretchier. Other than that, I knit the pattern as written. It's, you know, there's a lot of complications with the cables, so making any adjustments involves a lot of thinking. And overall, I'm really pleased with the fit and the beauty of this design. It really is something thoughtful and structured and clearly written in such a way that it definitely took me beyond some of my usual skills that I use in making a sweater, but in such a way that I felt confident throughout the process. So, great design job, Joanna Ong. This will be my Rhinebeck sweater. I am working my way through a wool skirt that I hope will go with it. And and weather that will go with it. That's the other thing, because this will be quite a warm outfit once I'm finished. So a little bit of crisp fall air in Rhinebeck, New York will be most welcome. Next up for my knitting projects will be the Eyelet Drop Shoulder Sweater. I will be knitting this in tandem with Mary Beth. She'll be working on one in entirely different yarn, but I think they'll be kind of a standby Rhinebeck sweater. I really hope to see Lila Raven there and show her the sweater. And I'll be knitting this with my core yarn. This is brand new yarn from a brand new company called Upland Fiber Co. If you're not following them on social media, do. They start a great business, and I was turned on to this yarn because they're having it spun at Battenkill Fiber Mill. So core yarn in a pewter colorway will be the main yarn for this project. And then I will be using additional leftover mohair silk from other projects for the garter stitch stripes in the garment. And this will be, you know, certainly airy with all the eyelets in it. A little bit lighter choice of a sweater so that I have some variety in my Rhinebeck sweaters. And then I still need to think how I might style that and what might go with it. So that's up next. That will be a September project. For Off the Shelf today, I will be reading you a poem from a new-to-me poet named Samaya Bashir. She's a poet, writer, librettist, performer, and multimedia poetry maker, described as dynamic, shape-shifting machine of perpetual motion by Diego Baez in Booklist. She has multiple poetry collections. And what do they say about her? Both within and beyond traditional academic settings, Bashir works to create, employ, and teach a restorative poetics that can acknowledge the despair often bred by isolation and turn it toward a poetics of light and its potential for witness, healing, and change. Formerly an associate professor at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, Bashir served as executive director of Lambda Literary from 2022 to 2023, and she lives in Harlem. And the poem I'm going to be reading you is called Waiting on the Reading from her collection titled Gospel. And it features sewing and needlework, which was a surprise. I just started reading through a couple of her poems available on the Poetry Foundation website and happened upon this. And so I think it's wonderfully pointed for our podcast. Waiting on the Reading by Samaya Bashir. Many of my race have lived long without the touch of these fine things which separate us from beasts. Things I call my own now, having served 36 years as needlemen for a family far more ape than we will ever be. I rode the moonlight train to find my free. Up here it is colder than I like, but the gentlemen admire my frock coats above all. I taught my son this trade and hope this picture I made will help retrieve him. Come summer, I leave this coast for Philadelphia, where I hear we of color can breathe yet more free. Tonight, I stitch. The breeze off the bay smells of aria. It is almost the season for cloaks. Waiting on the Reading. Many of my race have lived long without the touch of these fine things which separate us from beasts. Things I call my own now, having served 36 years as needlemen for a family far more ape than we will ever be, I rode the moonlight train to find my free. Up here it is colder than I like, but the gentlemen admire my frock coats above all. I taught my son this trade and hope this picture I made will help retrieve him. Come summer, I leave this coast for Philadelphia, where I hear we of color can breathe yet more free. Tonight, I stitch. The breeze off the bay smells of aria. It is almost the season for cloaks. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week and that it includes time for the crafting you enjoy. Take care.